Okay, now it's working. Put it there. There you go.
Hello.
Hello, that's my girlfriend, Sam.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Can you actually take... There's a little pair of headphones over there. Can you bring those over? I should have brought them over in the first place. Just so we can... So I can hear it. And I'm also going to see if I can share this out. Yeah. All right, welcome to Flicks and Bill. We're trying things out here because people are going to be at home more and can't really do things. So I want to give them entertainment options and, you know, live stuff. And this is exactly what everybody wants right now.
Is it more of you?
No, it's not. But... Gotta try, right?
Gotta try. Somebody's gotta make money.
Yeah. Right, because you're not making any.
No, because I'm a poor jobless bitch.
Yep. So. Also, I don't even know if this is actually playing anything. Do we have... So I'm going to go here. I'm going to go to your profile. Oh, here. Live. Let's see what it sounds like on there. Oh, also, good. I don't know it is working.
Good.
That's good. And you can hear my dog chewing in the background. That's nice, right? That's nice. That's
we should give her a microphone. Just put it right next to her when she's drinking her water.
So, yeah, this has been... This is the whole pandemic's got everybody kind of freaking out and buying a lot of frozen goods and
toilet paper.
Gotta have toilet paper. Now, hopefully the best thing that can come from this pandemic is people appreciating finally a bidet.
Well, if they bought all the toilet paper, they're not buying bidets,
right? But there's a lot of people that weren't able to buy toilet paper because everybody else bought the toilet paper, so the toilet paper sold out, and then there's a bunch of bidets. They're like, I'll just get a bidet.
I don't know. I don't think people are that smart.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a good movement for the bidet industry.
Well, good bidet to you.
Yes. Well, bidets are great, and I'm a big, strong advocate for bidets.
I'm aware.
Yes. Have you used mine yet?
I'm not going to answer that.
I'm going to take that as a yes. It's a wonderful thing. Mine's a little weird, though. It's like on a hose.
Whoopsie.
Hey. Baby dog. Oh, I wasn't doing anything. You were. You're up to no good.
You're up to no good in a corner where no one can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say hello to everyone?
Can you bark?
I can make her bark.
Make her bark.
Whoopsie.
How do you make her bark?
I'm just going to blow her face. She doesn't all like that. Come here. Come up.
I don't know if it's going to work, though. See, it doesn't make her bark. The best way to get her bark is to put her in her crate.
She's gonna whine and be sad.
Be sad.
Oh, you guys don't want to listen to sad dog noises.
No, nobody wants to listen to sad dog noises.
You just put the microphone to her cage when she goes to bed.
Yeah. I did the last show, Hilarities Ever, tonight. Well, you know, before the shutdown.
Ever, because the world is ending. That was the last one. If you didn't come, you're an asshole.
Yeah. And... It was fun. It was a really fun show. I did a bunch of stuff that I haven't done in a long time. And that was fun. It was a good time.
It was good.
It was a very good time. I'm into it. I don't know. I didn't really prepare anything for this. We've been watching a lot of 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 Days. Which is...
It is wild.
Incredible.
We're both big fans of trash TV, and we just finished Love is Blind, which was... Insane. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the rules.
Yeah, you can swear. I clicked the swear. I clicked the you're allowed to swear button.
I love it. Yeah. But Love is Blind is crazy. These people just, they don't ever see each other. Listen to the Flicks and Bill on. I wasn't on there. But
we can talk more about before the 90 days. We're watching season one right now. And just the idea that, like, these people are so broken. Mm-hmm. They're so incredibly broken that they're like, oh, yeah, well, I had these tragic heartbreaks in my life, so the only way I can find anyone that I trust is...
On some dating app. On a dating app. From a foreign country.
Where they don't speak the same language as me, and there's a million obstacles.
And a million miles in between us.
Yeah. And then they will jump through all these hoops because...
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite guy?
Well, just all the different hoops they jump through because they seem like they have the upper hand, and that's what it comes down to. These people that they're engaged to or trying to get engaged to want to be in America, so I feel like they feel like they have power over them.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing. My favorite is gotta be... I mean, Paul's crazy. He went to the Amazon.
Paul's my favorite, I think.
And he's so messed up.
You guys should have seen how much he packed.
He packs way too much to go to the Amazon.
How many water filtration systems? 4, at least.
He put a condom on, even when just so he could go in the water.
Condom, a life jacket, these fucking swim pants that then filled up with water
and like fell off. And then they're like stuck. Like, they're stuck in his boots.
And he wore socks when he went in this water.
He had a hard time.
What are you?
I really like Darcy, though. She was crazy. She's an old lady that went to Amsterdam to be this, like, model that's also, like,
Darcy's 42. This guy's 24.
And she was nuts.
Where did the talk go?
I don't know if anybody's even listening to this. I don't know how to see if we have live listeners. Let's share it on Facebook.
Oh,
no,
say
I didn't
hello.
Share it on there. Mm-hmm. What else? There's there's just a bunch of broke people. The lady from Orlando that's
don't need it though.
She goes to Spain.
Courtney?
Yeah, Courtney. Yeah, she's got crazy eyes.
A literal crazy eye. One is not in the same place as the other. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, one is kind of It's very strange. All right, so let's talk actually more about what it's like to be someone that is really strongly affected by this situation that's going on in our country right now.
Oh, so hi, me? You want me to talk about feelings?
Your feelings and how...
sounds terrible.
And how bummed out you are about...
I'm really bummed out.
So Sam works at a restaurant and at House of Blues, and... Now she has no jobs.
No jobs.
So
it's
pretty upsetting. And also, it's not just that you have no jobs. You're missing out on a couple of the biggest days of the year for you. Whoopsie. She looked like she was getting ready to pee. But yeah, like between St. Patrick's Day and opening day, those are two very big days for you.
Biggest days for people that work at House of Blues. And like those two shifts... Mm-hmm. I would have made enough money for like to pay 2 months worth of bills, and now I don't have a job for an undetermined amount of time.
Yeah,
so that's really awful.
It is pretty awful. I don't like it. It's a bummer, but also, I mean, you get it, right? Like you understand.
I understand it, and I understand.
There's a lot of people that don't understand
why
it,
they close. Like they closing bars and restaurants right before St. Patrick's Day was definitely, I think, the right move because all the parade's canceled, so everybody's going to want to go out and drink anyways because they're all. Still St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. but now that they can't...
It will help, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It'll flatten the curve, as they say.
And even if the bars and restaurants were still open and the capacity level was only going to be at 100, all these people are going to try to go into these places. It's going to be need... Like, cops are going to be needed to be there. These people are going to try to get in all drunk. Mm-hmm. And it, like, cause so much problems.
So many problems. So it was the right thing to do, especially, like... To do it a couple days before St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. to keep people from getting too crazy and so they know what's coming. But I actually want to do a St. Patrick's Day like live video stream and just get people to like Skype in or something and be like, "Hey, I'm drinking here!" Like,
that would
like
be
a
so fun.
St. Patrick's Day party, a virtual one. So
Dropkick Murphys are doing a live show.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yes, I don't know where, but it's they posted something on Facebook.
That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, people are just going to have to make a few sacrifices right now and be kind. And I get messages from people like, I can't believe you're doing this. I'm like, how are you so obtuse about how this is affecting people that aren't you? Like, there's so many people that are only thinking about how it's affecting them mm-hmm. and not about the people that are actually, like, very susceptible to this.
One of my friends posted something on Facebook today that made me really mad.
What was that?
She was mad. She said something about how selfish it is that everybody's taking all these things, buying all these things from the stores and not mm-hmm. leaving any for people that need any. Yeah. She's like, how am I supposed to pack a lunch for work if there's nothing left. And I just got so mad. Like, you still have a job.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many other options. How am I supposed to afford to eat if I don't have a job? So,
yeah.
It's like, just be more sensitive, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, everyone is affected by this.
In some way or another, yeah.
So, whatever bad thing you're going through, there's probably somebody going through something way tougher. And it's important to remember that. Like, there's a lot... Like, I'm losing a bunch of income from this, too, because I'm...
There's no shows.
Like, there's no shows and, like, events and, like, I'm losing some live events and stuff like that, and it's really tough. What are you doing?
What are you eating?
Whoops. Whoopsie doodle. So everybody's going to be hurting in some way. And
even
the one thing that's nice to see, though, is there's a guy, like, a couple of people that, like, they did the whole thing where they bought all this hand sanitizer and they're trying to sell it on Amazon, and Amazon shut that down.
Good.
And so now they're just stuck with $20,000 worth of hand sanitizer that they can't sell.
There was some homeless guy on East 4th Street the other day selling squirts of hand sanitizer. It was fantastic. No. I don't know if it's actually hand sanitizer.
I know. It's probably just his spit. Homeless spit. You know what, though? That might actually make you immune to the whole virus.
Oh, the amount of memes that I've seen, like, if you've touched this, if you've been there, you're immune to coronavirus.
I mean, memes are what's going to get us through this.
Yeah.
Like,
I've noticed I posted a lot.
Yeah, you've been posting a lot of memes. I've been posting a lot of memes. A lot of good memes out there. Memes are helping. Humor's helping. You need some levity to this situation. So I'm happy to see that there's that creativity going on to lighten and lift spirits during a time that's pretty unsure and pretty awkward and just kind of devastating in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just weird.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Seeing empty shelves at stores. Mm-hmm. Like when we went downtown today, there's nobody out.
No, downtown?
Yeah, it's a Sunday, but yeah.
But like, it felt like it was, it's one thing for, but like nobody was out and everything was closed.
Yeah.
So, like, it felt...
The only time that I've ever walked past Barrio with the chairs up like that is when I get off work at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. It feels like downtown Cleveland in 2004 when I started doing stand-up.
And did you notice that homeless guy's blanket was actually plastic bags?
Oh, I didn't. Should have taken it because of the plastic bag ban.
They were all, like, woven together. Like, I looked at it from far away, and I was like, that's a weirdly crocheted blanket.
This is one thing that could be very big for the Etsy community, because...
What, plastic bag blankets?
Well, no, there's just a lot of people that are going to get into...
Crafts
and stuff.
Bring on all the good stuff.
That's what you got to figure something out. You get a job, lady.
Fuck you!
Crochet me some
stuff. I don't want to crochet.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Have a fucking job.
Well,
anybody hungry? I'll cook for you.
It's going to be an
in-home
chef. There it is.
Private chef. What did I say earlier? I said something funny. Oh, Armageddon.
Did you?
Not to you.
Oh.
I talked to more than just you.
Since when?
1993.
When you were born?
Yeah, old man. What did I say? I said, I don't know. But anybody needs me to cook for them.
Yeah, hit her up. Sam will cook you some food. It'll be good. She's a great, great chef. I don't even like to be called a chef.
I don't. That's weird.
But you are.
Shut up.
But you are.
I can cook.
You are a great cook. Very good. Mm-hmm. I did a show tonight at Hilarities with Mary. That was very fun. I made her do a bit that she hasn't done in a long time.
So funny.
Which was very fun to do. And then I did a bunch of old stuff that I haven't done in a long time. And everybody's like, oh, I liked all your new material. I'm like, this shit's on albums, man.
It's old.
It's old. I just brought it back for tonight. So I wanted to. I'll do something fun and different. Is there any chat going on? No chat.
No chat?
No chat. I don't even know if anybody listening. I don't even know how to tell if there's anybody listening.
Well, if you're listening, somehow let us know. And by us, I mean Bill, because yeah. I'm not pushing any buttons.
Yeah, I'm just... You can leave a chat if you want, if you're listening on Spreaker. Just nobody has Spreaker.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, well, You're just like everybody else.
Well, I'm not good at technology because I don't.
But
care.
It's not a very popular thing.
I don't care.
All right. Well, the dog's been good though.
Dog's been so good.
She's a very smart dog.
Except she eats mulch.
She eats mulch and then she poops mulch out. So we gotta work on that. And then she's good about, like, she doesn't pee in her cage, which is nice. But then, like, when we're just hanging out, she'll do little pees. They're not big pees, but they're just little pees.
On the carpet in front of us, making eye contact,
yeah,
like an asshole.
Hey, take this, asshole. Just like, oh, you deal with it.
I think we have to find it.
Because the carpet's dark. So then it becomes a game where we're patting around to try and find the pee, and then she thinks it's funny and comes and tries to bite our hands.
Whoopsie, what are you doing now?
I don't know what she's doing over there. Whoopsie doodle. Whoopsie doodle.
Where are you?
There she is.
Hey, you little dick. What are you doing?
She's fun. But she's very fun.
My mom yelled at me because I called you a dumb dog. She's like,
why are you a dumb dog?
Why are you calling her a dumb dog? I'm like, that's just how I talk to dogs. She's like, since when? That's not very nice.
That's how we talk to people, too.
That's how I talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Idiot. Dumb. That's how it goes.
Cute little muffin head.
Mm-hmm.
She bites my head. She eats my hair. Like,
she eats your hair, and then that's another problem, because then she swallows some of your hair, and then the poop doesn't fall out of her butt. Because it's got a string on it. And man, she does not care where she poops either.
She's a sidewalk pooper, for
she's
sure.
Definitely a sidewalk pooper. And I'm trying to get her to go in the grass more. But for a puppy that's only 9 weeks old, she's doing really well. Because I was talking to my buddy that also has a golden doodle that's a puppy and a little bit older. And he's having a lot of problems with his puppy. And
well, does his puppy have a cool name?
No, of course not.
What? What are you going to do about it, whoopsie?
Mm-hmm.
Tell him.
Hit.
Tell him, right there. Oh, your camera shy.
Well, at least we got a little bark out of her.
I got lots of bites out of her. Look at this.
I know, she ripped you up.
Well, that's fun. We're wrestling.
Yeah. It's a good time. But she's a very good dog. I like her a lot.
She's okay.
We love her too much. It's great.
All
right. Well, I just wanted to try this out. We'll see how it goes. I don't even know if anybody was listening, but eventually they will, because it will go out everywhere. Yeah. So we'll probably do more of these. And thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on the Alan Cox Show. And I'll have a new episode. Whoopsie, quit chewing on the carpet. That's another thing she does. She like chews on the carpet and tries to rip it up.
She All responds right. to snaps, though.
So. Yeah, she's good at, like, snaps and a little bit of this. All right, goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.